AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been lashing out at allies again. The latest is the Gulf Arab country of Oman. Charles Della Desma reports.
Iran says it's working to finalize a joint statement with Oman on a plan to manage the transit of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Fully reopening the waterway to commercial shipping has been a key demand of the US, but it remains unclear whether the deal will meet Washington's criteria.
Trump reportedly told a Fox News reporter the US would bomb Iran if it gets in the way. Reporters followed up.
No, I don't think they'd behave very well, but we'd handle them very easily, just like we do others.
With the 60-day deadline for an agreement to end the Iran war expiring, Trump was asked if he thought things were any closer.
Well, they want to make a deal, but they're not going to make the kind of a deal that I feel is necessary. Look, we're in there for one reason. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. You understand that? Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and they won't have a nuclear weapon.
Meanwhile, Luke Garrett reports President Trump's ordered the Pentagon to scale back joint military exercises with South Korea.
In a social media post, Trump said that the exercises are not only costly, but send a signal that is totally inappropriate and hostile to North Korea, which he said has been unthreatening and respectful during his time in the White House. The latest exercises were officially announced days after North Korea resumed ballistic missile testing activities banned by the UN. North Korea views the drills by the US and South Korea as a rehearsal for an aggressive war. Following Trump's post, South Korea expressed hopes for resumption of diplomacy between the US and North Korea to ease animosities on the Korean Peninsula. Trump also said that South Korea had declined to help with the US's war against Iran.
And kindergarten vaccination rates have declined again, with exemptions reaching a record high. Federal data shows 4.2% of children are exempted, mostly for non-medical reasons. This is AP News. Alex Vega has today's AP Markets Report.
U.S. stocks slipped further from their record heights on Wall Street after rising oil prices cranked up the pressure on inflation and financial markets. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, but remains near its all-time high set on Thursday. The Dow fell 272 points, or 0.5%, and the NASDAQ composite dropped 0.3%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.73%. Wall Street is near records in large part because profits are booming for big U.S. companies. Still to come this week are earnings reports from big retailers, including Home Depot, Target, and Walmart. This is Alex Vega.
As for oil prices, the international standard Brent crude rose 2.7% today, settling above $90 per barrel. U.S. gasoline prices are holding above $4 per gallon. AAA puts the national average for regular grade above $4.06. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.